I love you, babe. I gotta hang up on you now because you killed that.
I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this thugged out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain banging mic, boop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this thugged out Thursday. I fuck with the thug on a Thursday. Nigga, we ganging. Whole lot of entertainment. Fighters on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of the head. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with chain banging, I fuck with my boots. Hop in the coupe, so popping, I'm dropping the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm stuck in the glue, but listen, how can you just I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is thugged out Thursday. I be selling drugs at my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Chain banging, mic poop with the wordplay. I teed up like my birthday. Nigga, this is thugged out Thursday. Thugged out Thursday.
Thugged out Thursday.
This is Thugged Out Thursdays. This is your motherfucking boy, Ching Bing. And we got N-O-R-E in the building. We got Sunny D-B-E-T. Yo, Mike Booth, y'all.
No Brand Booth in the building. East Coast pre-roll king. I got my sister in the building.
Biz, baby.
Listen, no. Listen, this is a really
good family. I love her, too, by the way. I'm just throwing it out there. I love her, too.
Yeah. You want to stop following me again now?
I didn't stop following you. No,
petty.
Because I said
he was being petty.
It's very true.
Thugged out Thursday.
I know I'm from Queens, and I know a lot of people probably would think different, but like, I went to the Bronx, and the Bronx embraced me in a way that I will never, ever, ever disrespect.
Listen, I was like 11 when you pulled up with my brother. Like 11.
That's dope.
And I'm not 11 anymore.
That's dope. So let me just explain that. The Bronx held me down in a certain way. But I will always respect the Bronx. And I'm going to always hold down the Bronx. But not only the Bronx, I'm going to always hurt down Verde Union. I'm going to always hold down 157 in Girard. I'm going to always be there. Now, am I going to be perfect? Never. Never will be.
Nobody is.
But that is my family. If you cut me right now, left rack will come out first, and then you cut this hand,
and you.
Murder unit's coming out. So I just want people to know that. I want people to know that this is the reason why. Like, I look at my comments, and people say, you know what they say? Nori puts on his people. And now people are realizing Nori puts on his people.
They should have been known this.
They should have kind of been knew that from them. It's just I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to do it. I'm fucking a human. But now I do. Yeah. And my nigga, we're going to be rich. Just be loyal. And we'll stay here and we're going to do it. I brought Buster here too. He had no idea he was walking to.
Yo, three, you gotta relax. One, two, three, you gotta relax.
I bring him right there. He said, what am I going through?
Thugged out Thursday.
But it is right now. We still promoting, you know, Nori promoting the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Excuse me. I was saying the other two hosts. Right. The one with the taco meat over there, that's the shells. No, that's Sunny D.
He got a little sour cream.
That's my brother, and we got Chase Big. We just missing Young Billy, but this shit is a dope show. Y'all can binge watch it, all 8 episodes on First
Come on, and I'm ready for y'all to ask me some questions.
Come on, I'm ready.
Yo,
how you feel coming from Left Rock and having your own show?
Well, I've been from Left Rack having my own show for quite some time, but having my own food show,
it's probably quite different.
It's because the thing it was about it was, I actually didn't want to listen to nobody. And the thing about that is I didn't want to be arrogant, but I actually wanted to do what the fuck I wanted to do, how the fuck I wanted to do it and when the fuck I wanted to do it. So I actually had to find a network that would actually support that. MTV actually was the first people to support it. But then the guy who signed us to MTV actually got fired. So when he got fired...
He got placed. Well,
He got replaced. So when he got replaced, I sat back and I was like, damn, I still love this idea. And then Complex came. And I thought Complex was actually going to shit on us. I thought Complex was going to come, offer a deal, but then not do that. Complex offered a deal, and they kept everything the same way. Which is crazy because if it's something that's online, things that's online don't have the same budget that things that's in linear. Linear means television. You understand? So when I figured that Complex did both of that, I was like, damn. I was like, this is where we at now. This is why I Thugged Out Thursdays. I don't even want to tell y'all what the deal that I actually got for Thugged Out Thursday. I can't even tell y'all. Because
Texas
it's like,
looking good.
No. We're back up. Can I dump that in?
So we got Noriega here. You know what I'm saying? We got Sonny DBT. He's the real, to me, he's one of the biggest guys, a star of the show. He brought a lot to the table, gave it a lot of flavor. Who else do you know eat shells and crab legs and fishes and what else, Sonny? Tell them what you do.
I'm going to tell you this. And though speaking to you and stuff like that, because I talk to you all the time. Every day. Every other day, right?
And you sweating like a Russian.
I don't give a fuck. Make sure it's not as hot. Thugged Out Thursday.
Thugged Out Thursday.
You got to relax.
Thugged Out Thursday.
You got to relax.
I got to relax because AC ain't popping in the air. Nah. I'm in the microphone. I love AC. But whatever. But when I spoke to Bing, and Bing said, yo, Sonny D, my mom was watching the show, and my mom loved you, Sonny D.
That's my word.
Listen, that's everything to me.
Yeah.
My guy, his mom's, listen, I did my job.
Yeah,
I did my job. Nobody asked me to do the shit that I did on the show.
Listen, let me tell you something.
How did it feel, you know, taping the movie? I mean, I'm taping the show on YouTube, Ching Bing.
Yeah.
And Nori, like, what was the feeling like, you know?
It's like, crazy. Can I answer this first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Listen, Mike, I wasn't part of the MU movement and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I was doing stuff at different places. Sonny, you catch him on the app.
Mike, go
ahead. Busting.
You got a mic on.
Shots across the app, you know? I've been part of everything that everybody, Black America, been through. You know what I mean? We all part of that. We all been there, did that. We been behind the bars. We been in front of the bars. Thank God we all out
hold
now.
Hold on. Sonny, my brother. You my brother, but you not answering the question.
Let's keep it positive.
Let's keep it positive, brother.
So, when I got an opportunity, and the real story is, Slime a co-sign for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Slime said to me, Sonny, the show is coming. You got to be part of it. You know what I told Slime? I told Slime, you don't got to do that for me. You my brother. I'm your friend. I'm always for everything you do. You don't got to give me that. And Slime gave me the super go and said, nah, this is for you. This is for you.
And the reason why, can I take that down?
The reason why
I said it's for him is because I go out to eat with him and I realize that this guy eats anything. And I also, that's the thing about a good leader. See, sometimes when we're sitting around,
this is a fact.
And we're sitting around and we're not understanding why niggas not lit. It's not you. It's your leader ain't good. Your leader don't know which way to put you. See, in a chess piece has to look at the chess pieces. And they have to say, you know what? A pawn. Sometimes a pawn is the king. You just don't know it. Mm-hmm. You got to know which place to put them. You got to know which place to put them. That's why Thugged Out Thursday is my favorite thing I ever even... And they don't even know that. Because I don't even tell these niggas that.
You can't.
But Thugged Out Thursday is one of my favorite things is because these niggas realize that I'm lit and they got to get lit on their own. Mm. And they did it. So that's the reason why this is one of my favorite fucking things. Mm. And I got Drug Dealer's Dream and we got, you know, we got Loveto. I don't even know how to pronounce that shit. That's like we got 17,000 other podcasts. But the thing about Thugged Out Thursdays is because these are my niggas. And they went and they did this shit on their own. They didn't even tell me. They just did it.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
My Bronx niggas, they just went and they just did what they had to do. That shit, I ain't gonna lie, I don't even cry. But the thing is, that shit is real to me. Like, they don't know that. They don't know that me, Ali, big up me, Ali, that's my brother. But, you know, I cried to Ali. I was like, yo, my niggas really understood what to do. Like, they understood that, nigga, don't wait for Nori to give you something. You just take whatever the fuck it is because Nori gonna make sure you get it anyway.
Nerd you.
You understand? I'm just looking at you. I'm sorry. You got glasses on. I'm sorry. It just felt like I should have been talking to you. I'm sorry.
I went too far. You never went too far. Let me tell you something. This show is amazing. This shit is so different, man. We went on the Light Skill tour. This is not my first time on camera, so you know you asked the question.
No, you lit.
Yeah, I'm super lit.
You lit, nigga. I've been around. You lit, nigga. Hold on, you on parole. Look at that blood vest.
I've been in sets with Mariah Carey. Listen, I was in the hood lab when Mariah Carey sat there on no furniture. She sat on crates and drank Pinot Grigio on a styrofoam cup.
Mm. That is a fact.
Say that one more time, my boy.
Mariah Carey pulled up to the hood lab. Drank Pinot Grigio and sat
good.
On a fucking crate and was like, Nori, you my favorite rapper. And I'm not lying. And that's a fact.
Did the guys go to the liquor store? Did she walk to the liquor store?
No.
Did she
did not go to the liquor store.
All right. Booth was going too far.
Booth was a little drunk. Well,
listen, he got to relax.
I'm going to tell you what happened, Booth. What happened was, she did not want to go to a liquor store. Mm-hmm. So I sent everyone in the world to the liquor store. This is where Booth was getting a little confused. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So whatever she asked for, yeah. I was sending niggas. And then, this is the best part about it, is she was like, we were like, Mariah, what do you like? She's like, Pinot Grigio. And we had 16,000 bottles. That was it. Like, we was the man. Like, we're like, yeah, we got it all here. And she's like, oh, shit.
Jackpot.
But
that was big.
Thank y'all for being a part of my movement. Thank y'all for being around me. Thank y'all for, you know what I'm saying?
But let me get back to my story.
I gotta relax. So, like I say this.
I'm not familiar. I'm very, you know, I've gained a lot of experience with Nori through his career. You know, I've been part of his career for a long time. He's my brother for over so many years. I don't even know how to explain it to you.
Exactly.
We figure it out. We work in the food show right now is my favorite food
on
show.
The run, oh, yeah.
On the run, Ian. Drink Champs, and just to let you know, that's my favorite show too. I love Drink Champs. I watch Drink Champs. I'm studying Drink Champs.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Big up to EFN. But also, the food show. Yeah. It was just amazing that we got to travel around the world. We went to Puerto Rico. We went to Atlanta. We went to Napa Valley.
You want me to tell you the craziest thing about the food show? Is every place we went to in the food show had a disaster.
That's true.
So we went to Puerto Rico, had a disaster. Mm-hmm. We went to Las Vegas had a shootout. We went to Las Vegas, also Prodigy died the next dig in Las Vegas, and we saw.
We just saw him.
Napa had the big foul.
We went to Napa. Napa had the fire the next day. So the crazy thing was, I'm so sorry to get so deep on y'all, but that was God telling us that we're the chosen ones. Like, to me, when I look at QB, I don't look at QB as it's standing for Queensbridge. I look at QB as it's standing for Queens and the Bronx. Because those is my niggas. That's who I'm with. You know what I'm saying? And when I seen that shit, I was like, damn. Everywhere we went, it was a tragedy that happened after we left.
Thugged out Thursday.
That moment, probably, I mean, just us being in Puerto Rico, that time was probably the one of the best times of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the niggas is out there, but they
lit.
But I'm gonna tell you why this is the most important time of my life. Was I recognized exactly who I am. When I say I recognize exactly who I am, I'm not talking about being a star. I'm talking about being that guy that has a chance. I'm talking about, come on, man. Can you interrupt every time?
That's it.
Well, bring your ass in here. Come on. Bring your ass in here. What I'm talking about is being the guy. I'm talking about being a guy is that I have an opportunity. And I had to realize my power at that very moment. And at that very moment, I had a chance where I can say, I can bring just me and my niggas, or I can bring just me and everybody, or I can just bring me and myself.
Ooh.
And what you chose to do.
And I chose to bring me and everybody.
That's what he does, though.
And I brung them to Puerto Rico, and I stood there. And when Ching Bing jumped in the fucking shit, and then all these people, I looked and I said, this is the right thing I did.
Did he think that they just caught the lobster?
That's what I thought. That was my next question.
No.
Let me finish.
Let me finish.
Thugged out Thursday.
The thing about that moment was, the moment was all of us being together as family.
This is fact.
And realizing, because the thing about it is, we ain't fucking 12, yo. We ain't 2, and we ain't 13 either. We fucking old motherfuckers. So we gotta sit back and we gotta sit there and we gotta say, yo, you know what? This is what the fuck we gotta do. But not this is what the fuck we gotta do, this is what the fuck we gotta accept. Our lives is not gonna be perfect. None of us. My man with the glasses, my man with the hat back there.
But we gotta try.
No. I'm saying our lives is not gonna be perfect. The thing is, we have to try for it.
As a person.
Relax.
I gotta relax. Nah, I don't wanna relax.
Thugged out Thursday.
How are you guys soaking in your success from the show? Because the show is doing very well.
Let me tell you something. I was on a train, right? I was getting off on 86th Street, right? And the fucking white dude, right? He's looking at me, and I'm looking at the nigga. But you know, I'm so street that I got street etiquette. Like, this nigga's a fan.
Then he was like, this is a different type of fool show. I said, oh shit. He said, this ain't the fool show that you know. And then that's when I said, yo, Sonny. I said, yo, I think I'm famous, man. I made it.
Yo, I said,
yo. And he
said it. Let me tell you something. The dude said that shit. He said that shit with love. Like, he ain't saying like, oh. Like, he didn't say like.
He was in Boston.
He was like, this is a different type of fool show. You know when you got a cracker trying to be hip-hop-ish, slash, you know, like, damn. This is a different. I was fucked up because I was looking at him totally like he was FBI slash DEA.
But I got to relax.
But that's the thing. The thing is this. See, hip-hop is so much crossed over, meaning we have to stop thinking that hip-hop is just a black thing.
No.
Just a fucking... A Latino thing. Hip hop. Jamal, come on, Simon. I'll see you, nigga.
Yeah. Shout out to my dear
Hip hop is fucking universal. Mm. And the thing is, we gotta accept every fucking race, nationality, creed.
True.
Fucking. The other day, man, let me not even talk about that story. Let me leave that alone.
Yo, come on. What was your inspiration on the soundtrack to the show?
Yeah.
What actually, inspired you to...
Actually, Mike Wolf, there was no soundtrack to the show, though. What it was... Nah, and thank you.
He wanted to do his own music, pretty much.
Nah, chill. That fucking question is probably the best question I've ever been asked. And the thing is, I'm going to tell you why this is the best question I've ever been asked. Is I watched 17 different shows that happened from my friends in hip hop. And I asked these niggas, why the fuck you don't do your own music to the show?
I just said that.
Relax.
You gotta relax.
Son. He definitely gotta relax.
I never gonna relax.
I'm so serious this time. I'm gonna relax.
You
eat that bloody steak.
No, but no. Let me take this.
Go ahead.
So what happened was, I asked so many different like friends in hip hop, and I couldn't understand why they didn't do their own music to hip to their reality shows. And you know, some people, and then when I realized that they pay you so much on the actual performance, they pay you so much, the music is the lowest thing they pay you on. Mm. So that's the reason why when you look at certain people's shows and you see that they're not in the music, that's the reason because these motherfuckers are saying, you know what, they're not paying me, so I ain't fucking with it.
Right.
So I ain't fucking with it. So me, I was like, fuck that, man. I said, oh, how much I got? I said, Jesus, this is fucked up. The shit that they is offering, I was like, oh my God. It's like, oh my God. I was like, fuck it. Let me just give it to my son. Just gave it to him. Like, I'm lying. But probably I am. I'm not. I was just like, yeah, just give that to somebody else. Because I don't even want to do it. But the thing is,
tell him, Lori.
If I would have allowed you motherfuckers to do that music for me, you would have thought I was corny. You niggas would have said, this nigga all this trash. Like, he let Bukatar from such and such. He let Bukatar from, I don't even know where Bukatar is from. But he ain't from a good hood. And Bukatar did my songs for me? Nah, I did all my songs. I didn't give a fuck. I did 25 different records for this fucking particular food show. Shit is hard.
How long did it take you to do that?
Nah, I'm doing that so fast. But the thing about it was, I just didn't want these motherfuckers to think that a nigga like me is gonna stop hustling when it's time for me to hustle. Like, it was time for me to hustle. I see you, man, sure. It was time for me to hustle. And they tried, not they tried to keep me, not Complex or anybody, but they tried to say, because the budget was not there. The budget was not there. And I had to think right then and there, in that very moment. Do I not do it, or do I do it because, you know what? Fuck it. I'm already doing what I'm supposed to do anyway. But if I don't do it, guess what they're going to say? This nigga food show is whack. This nigga shit is whack. Did you hear the music? It's trash.
Listen.
But guess what I did? I did it anyway.
I want to compliment you because every song matched every scene and, you know, like...
Thank you, my brother.
Yo, you did a great job, man.
No.
I'm not just saying that because you know, you my brother. I'm saying that genuinely.
Listen, let me tell you something.
But hold on. Let me stop him. I gotta big myself up too. All right, cool. I went too far. But every time I looked at a fucking scene, and they said this music gotta be there. I went and I made the fucking music fit.
Well, that's, yeah.
Perfect.
That's what I was saying.
Look at it. Look at my food show. Look at On the Run Eating. Every time you hear it, I did that shit.
No, yeah.
Hold on. three.
One, two, three. He got him alive.
No. He killed that. One, two, three.
He killed that.
Jay-Z hit me and said, Jay-Z hit me and said, I got to get fatter.
I gotta get fatter.
Yeah. I will pull out my phone right now, but I don't want to floss.
Nah.
I don't want to floss.
Nah, you heard him. The big homie Jay-Z told me.
He got and then you know what? I got Jay-Z, and then you know what happened yesterday? Nas walked up to Sonny D and said, "What's up, Sonny?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. No, yeah. We already know. Come on, Ching Bing. You very big.
Let me tell you something.
He definitely came up to Ching Bing and Sonny D and said, "What's up, niggas?" Nas. And I'm like,
Shout out to Jungle, man.
I said, fuck me making it.
Big shout out.
Fuck me making it. My niggas. One of the biggest niggas in the world just said what's up to my niggas.
That's
real. That's hard. You wish you had a friend like me. Just throwing it out.
You're a great friend.
I'm a great friend, man.
Super friend. Just to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, please ask me a few questions.
The show's is doing very well. As we all know, we might be in the millions. Maybe let's say five M's at this point. I'm just throwing that out there in my mind.
We're in 5 million.
We're in totality.
In YouTube land, we're in 1.5 million.
Right.
In YouTube land. Okay.
So,
Romeo and Juliet. This is a good one.
Romeo and Juliet, goddammit. You ain't got the Creed in your pocket right now?
Definitely don't got the Creed.
So, listen, we're going to relax. But, We 5 million. 5 million views.
Something like that.
5 million. That's a fucking good motherfucker.
That's amazing.
Let's make some noise for that. Listen, I'm so happy that you gave me the opportunity to be on that show. I brought the aura to it. I had a great, my favorite show to me was Napa.
Episode.
Okay. Well, I got two. I guess I like LA too because I was chilling with Amber Rose.
Thugged out Thursday.
She said, "Ching Bing, you gotta relax."
Definitely said that too.
You having a little Ching Bing, and Ching Bing's about to have a baby. And I was like, "That's what's up, sis. I love y'all." But I was just fucking with her. But her vibe is like,
"No, you was not fucking with her."
I'm
keeping it real. Is this Thugged Out Thursdays? Is this Thugged Out Mondays? If it's Thugged Out Thursdays, let me keep it 100. I got you. You got that.
I enjoyed the moment because I got to put a close friend of mine named Floss Ferragamo.
That made me feel
so
good.
I was having a great time. I was having a moment with Amber Rose. But I also have a friend that his name is Fleazy Ferragamo.
Floss.
You know what I'm saying? The millionaire.
Floss,
and
Floss
is like Ching Bing.
So he really loved Amber Rose. So he called Chang, he called me, he called everybody.
Yeah.
He called interns that we didn't even hire yet. He called everybody. So Floss like, "Please get a drop, from Amber." So we're like, "No problem. Like, it's nothing. Like, because that's really my sister. She's really my homegirl. She's the only person that I got three different shows. I have three different shows. She's the only one that's on three different shows, right?
That's real.
So this is really my homegirl. So when Floss said that, we already had the drop. But then, I think you hit him on FaceTime.
Yeah, I hit him on FaceTime.
And then when you hit him on FaceTime,
He didn't pick up.
And then I sent it on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, "Yo, Floss, if you don't answer, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
All of my fans hit this nigga fast.
And
that nigga FaceTimed us back quick.
And
he was like, "No."
And guess what? Amber answered the phone. She took the phone and she was like, "Hi, Floss. He was cheesing from side to side, and they had a nice conversation. Mm-hmm. And Normie was like, "You gotta relax, Floss."
No, but let me just tell y'all
Shout
something, man.
Floss,
let me big y'all Bronx niggas up, but let me just tell y'all something, man.
Listen, hang with me.
I fucked this job. Held y'all down.
Yeah. We love you, my brother.
I held the Bronx nigga. I fuck with y'all East New York niggas too. Y'all got a lot of bodies. I fuck with y'all niggas too. But listen,
Peter Luger over there. That was dope.
Hemi.
Let me finish. When Bing and Floss actually asked me, and I was like, you know what? I'ma go all out to make this favor actually happen. Mm. And I actually did that. Mm. But when it actually went through, it was like, it's relieving, man. It's relieving sometimes when you're a hood nigga and you just want to respect other hood niggas and you just want to, you know, hold down other hood niggas. That shit is relieving.
Yeah, stay on it, Mike. Boo, shine on my shit, man. Cause when we got Nori in the motherfucking building, man.
Definitely never coming back. Like Fat Joe never comes back. I'm coming back all the time. I'm definitely not Fat Joe, and I'm also taking shots at Fat Joe. He's my brother. I love him.
Bendy Show,
but I'm not just playing.
Nori, I got a good question for you, please. So like I said, we over 5 million on the run E, and if those who don't know, please go watch that shit on complex.com,
firstrepeats.com,
Go90,
and YouTube.
And Verizon. We got the whole group. I got deals with Verizon, nigga. Come on, nigga. I made a whole group, nigga. Come on. Yo, you can all make noise, nigga. Come on.
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Noriega, you, now that you're here on Thugged Out Thursdays,
you got me all night.
Listen, yeah. I know, but we see you.
You got me.
We see you working. You are like the most productive guy right now. Since 2017, entering to 2018, I want to congratulate you, my brother, because your work ethic is so amazing.
My work ethic will never be amazing unless y'all work ethic is amazing.
That's fact.
Because my reflection has to be on y'all. Mm. So if y'all not keeping going, then I suck.
So you open the door. Real hustlers understand what I'm saying. You open the door for us. You know what I'm saying? We love you. We respect you.
We love you too.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a question for him.
Good. Mm-hmm. You ain't asking questions.
You working?
You made a statement. All right. I'm watching you.
Listen. That's right. Because whenever you fucking put something out, you make a statement, goddammit. Yeah. You don't come out and you just motherfucking put something out just for a motherfucker to just hear it.
He killed that!
That's right. On three, you killed that. One, two, three.
He killed that!
Listen, let me tell you
What's the question, Jimmy?
Okay, the question is this. You are gonna do an album, I guess, because you got Fat Joe, you got a song called Bendición, you've been hitting these streets, you got a Uno Mas remix that I've been hearing on the radio, you have Wiz Khalifa, you have Pharrell, and you have Jay Alvarez on the album, and let me tell you something, Nori, whenever you put out music, to me, you are very passionate about your sound, what you deliver, and what you get into, because you're very picky, like, I know you're a
brother. No, I'm not picky at all,
but like, you choose your battles wisely because of the experience that you have as an MC and got
a good ear.
Yeah.
The question is,
how do we expect this new approach for Noriega's new album? What is it going to be called? What do you got going on, Nori?
She killed. Okay, I got this. I got this. Okay, well, first off, I'm going to do an EP. The EP is going to be like 3 or 4 songs. One of them will be called Uno Mas, one of them will be called Bendición with Fat Joe, and then that's all going to be visual. But then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to do something called Black Cigarette. Mm-hmm. 100%, it's a Mubla. Meaning, if you ever seen Jay-Z's Streets Just Watching, this is the first time we're going to do it, but this is the first time you cannot buy an album. You cannot buy it. You cannot buy it visually. You have to buy it the same way. So if you buy it on Netflix, the same way you buy it on Netflix is the same way you're going to buy it on iTunes. You're going to do that. And it's the first time I ever want to do it. So I just got the budget approved. Let me big up to Master Pill. I flew up. I thought these niggas was gonna be like slime.
That was the best meeting.
These niggas said, no problem. is. And I was like, whoa, moly, 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 guacamole. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing is, I had to actually look at them, and I had to actually look at what I do as a living.
As a leader, too.
And I realized that people like watching me more. So listen, I had to realize that people liked it to listen to me almost or maybe more than they like. I mean, excuse me, people like to watch me almost more than they like to listen to me. So if I give you an option of buying my album or watching me, maybe you might pick watching me because you think I'm funny. Or you think this guy entertaining. So if that's what I'm doing, let me not give you an option. Let me not give you an option of listening to me as your other option. Let me just say, it's either you got one or the other.
The big piece.
You can listen to me or you can hear me, but it's one thing. I finally got that budget approved.
Listen, man.
Keep going. I'm ready.
Yo, Sunny D, you never said what was your favorite episode.
Ooh, that's a good one.
My favorite episode of On the Run Eating was.
So this is it? Your bottles is done?
Every single episode. Work for me.
You ain't know I was gonna drink at all? I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
Thursdays. No rules.
Do your thing, baby. Let's go. But my favorite episode was every episode because nobody told me to do this. Nobody told me to do that. Like, I did everything on my own. And I'm so used to my friends, my guys around me. I didn't even think there was no cameras around as far as I'm concerned. We having fun and we doing our thing.
Can I tell you my favorite for Sonny? One of my favorites was Sonny. We was fucked up. We was at a fucking bar in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas.
And that bar, you go in that shit, right? In the daytime.
We was in there at 10 a.m.
Oh, they didn't even see what really happened. Listen, don't worry about it. So, Nori was super twisted. This nigga here was super twisted. He had two nice glasses of drinks that they made, and he's like, and she was like, Nori, you sleeping? I said, nah, he's not sleeping.
He's fucked up.
That was like, and then we left there, and the crazy shit is because we were so drunk and so salty that when we walked out of there, we forgot we went in there in the daytime. That was the illest bar, trust me. They showed us mad love. Big up to them.
Once again, let me just, because I feel like we're about to close it out. But listen, once again,
let me ask you one question.
Okay.
You my brother. Do you feel that you're an icon? I think you're an icon. I don't want to say, you know, people are not going to probably agree with me because they're saying,
do you feel that you are an icon?
Why?
I'm co-signing right now.
Well, the reason why I don't want to feel like I'm an icon is because I want to keep working. If I'm sitting around thinking about what I'm supposed to be or what I am, I will never be that actual individual.
I want to cut you off.
Okay.
You already accomplished something. You already accomplished something big in rap. Then you accomplished something big in reggaeton.
Okay.
Now you're going on to television and accomplishing something big. You don't think you're an icon?
But Mike Booth, I hear where you come from. I'm with you. But this is all I want to say, man. Let Sly be great. He is nowhere close.
Let me answer the question.
To the cusp of what he came to do. He the chosen one.
Yes.
And I mean this in a lot of different ways. And I don't want to get off subject or anything like that. He's the chosen one. I've always been Sly's friend. And I'm going to tell y'all like this. His his sky. I don't even know where it is.
Definitely got to stop
he
me right
crazy.
There.
Yo, listen.
All right, let me ask him my own question.
Let me ask him my own question.
The reason why I don't want to ever realize anything that I ever accomplished or anything is because I don't want to ever stop working.
I think I just said that.
So if I sit back and I acknowledge anything, and I sit back and I say, yo, this is it. Like, I can remember, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, I even big up Biz, man. Biz.
What up? Shout out to Biz.
I'll big up Biz. And I'll tell Biz, one day I came to New York, and I was smiling. Biz didn't like that. Biz was like, "Stop fucking smiling." I was like, "What?"
You gotta relax.
I didn't realize I was way too happy. Like, I didn't realize that. Like, that's not New York shit. We not happy. Even when we happy, don't be happy, motherfucker.
Cool to be happy.
So I don't relax. Yeah. Relax.
I don't like that. Right.
So I gotta big that up because I remember me coming back. I remember being in Miami for 16 months straight, and then me coming back here and being like, "That's not what New York is. We don't come around here and be." And I was the first person. He told me like, "Yo, relax, like, yo, turn that shit the fuck off, man. Like, you niggas, like, what are we doing?" And then I did that, and then we went right back into order. Mm. But what I'm trying to say is that's actually what the fuck I need. That's what we need as people. So what the question was?
Do you think you're an icon?
Do I think I'm an icon? That's the same exact thing. It's because if I was to actually think I'm an icon, then I might not be one.
But can I tell you something? You know, I mentioned you've been in my life since I was like 11.
This is baby.
You know how popping I was in high school when I said you was my bro? Because that was my era. Like, that was lit. They pulled up. Like, I was popping anyway.
You made me feel mad old and feel good at the same time. She said high school, 11.
That was a long time
ago. Oh, I'm definitely like, definitely going to bed tonight like, damn, I'm an old nigga. I'm an old nigga.
You got an old nigga.
Yo, but that's what I'm saying, sis. It's like, I'm going to take the backwash of that. I'm going to take the backwash. Niggas don't want that. Let me finish answering the question. The thing is, icon. I don't want to be an icon. I don't want to be a legend. I don't even want to be an OG. I want niggas to recognize that, and I want that to be their job. The thing is, I want to focus on being successful. I don't want to focus on Thugged Out Thursdays. I want to focus on my niggas waking up every day. I would look at my Instagram comments, and my Instagram comment says, "Nori cares about his peoples being on." That means more to me than anything. What a motherfucker! Let me finish. I didn't always realize that. I'm more powerful when I put my peoples on. What I realized was like, yo, let me just get to the money. But then when I realized, one day, I'm leaving Murder Unit Block, going to Branson Block. And when I'm going to Branson Block, I don't know if y'all know, Murder Unit is right down the block from Branson Block.
You know how to move.
So I had just bought a brand new 500 Benz. You remember this?
Great joint.
I had just won the brand new 500 Benz. And all I'm with is my Bronx niggas. And as I'm going off, my idiot ass stayed on the Bronx for 5-6 hours. And as soon as I drove to Branson, I had no gas. I got no gas.
He didn't know how to pump the gas.
Because
in Jersey, they pump it for you.
I don't even know how to do that.
He's like, I don't know.
Bronx nigga stood there, and they helped me push the actual car. I didn't. That shit fucked me up. Because niggas from Queens, we don't even know how to push shit. We don't know how to push carts in Walmart. Brooks, niggas even like this, they push the car. And I said, you know what? I gotta reevaluate my life. I gotta actually start seeing things from a different perspective. Mm. The thing what makes Bill Belichick a great quarterback is you have to know. Coach. Coach and with Tom Brady, is the thing about them is you gotta know where to put certain niggas in a certain place.
That's right.
So if I know you a shooter, but I got you playing the pumper position,
you gotta relax.
Not even gotta relax. I gotta retire. Because you a shooter. I should have put you in the shooter position. Mm. I gotta get, or a wide receiver position. I gotta put you in that position. But I got you playing pumper. That doesn't make me a good coach. Mm. That doesn't make me a good such and such. The best people who was doing that is to know the people who would put them in a certain position. Mm. But it took me time to do that. It took me time. And that's what we're here now. That's why we're down Thursday.
I ain't even gonna lie, I was gonna wait, make y'all wait for mad long for this interview. Hey,
on three, we got him. One, two, three. You gotta relax.
Yo,
not only is Mike Booth excited, I'm excited that you're here. All our fans are. That, you know, they always ask, like, yo, where's Nori, or what Nori's doing, where is he, you know, Thugged Out Thursdays, you know, because you got so much.
Right here, fans. Reporting live.
So guess what, Nori's here. What you got to say now? You got to relax.
That's right.
He's around the corner, off the corner from the yellow, what you say? Around the corner from the percolator.
I have no idea who wrote this.
He's around the corner from the percolator.
I got to have a conversation.
You got to relax. Scott Soprano, what's up, baby? Sonny D.
Like Tekashi said.
On the Breakfast Club.
I said that before I got here. Jesus
killed it. Like, get a Nori goes, let me get a hot dog with no hot dog and everything on it. I'm gonna give it to you, but later, but not later.
Nah, I'll give it to you right now. But listen, this is the reason why I wanted to keep all three of these. This is my brother-in-law. Mm. My wife's brother. That's what a brother-in-law is, right?
Oh, he's
my wife's brother.
Yeah, that's your brother.
That's what a brother-in-law is.
He's a great guy.
My wife's brother.
Why is the brother?
Because he's seen me smoking cigars. Mm. And he's like, damn, y'all, I gotta actually give you some good cigars. Personally.
You were smoking some bullshit?
Yeah.
I definitely think that's what he's trying to say.
Thugged Out Thursday.
So now let me just bring y'all on. The reason why he brought me these is because I'm a Monte Cristo guy.
Yeah.
And Monte Cristo, you understand? Is that I like to put my cigar out. So yeah. So this is the reason why he brought me everything in the case. Because I want to put this shit out. I don't even really smoke cigars. I just stopped smoking cigarettes.
You know, you're a fancy
guy. I stopped smoking cigarettes. Niggas can make noise for me.
You fancy, my nigga.
I'm not fancy.
That's what it is, man.
I'm a little bit fancy.
Very fancy.
I'm still smoking bogeys, man. I'm having a good time. All the bogeys smokers out there. Listen, man.
What you got other than, you know, the food show? Like, what else? What are your other plans? Like,
we got Thugged Out Thursdays. No, I don't understand.
All right.
Hold on. Chill out.
Thank you.
I got a show called Thugged Thugged Out Thursday. One of my best friends in the world is together.
Yeah.
My sister's coming in. She's being involved. And I'm... And that's what I want to support. I want to come in.
Where you at?
I've been watching y'all for... Let me tell you something. I've been watching y'all for so long. I've been watching what y'all doing. Big up to Q.
Ito.
First off. Get busy. Ali. Big up Ali.
Ali, what up, Ali?
Thugged Out Thursdays.
Thugged Out Thursdays. Let me just tell y'all something. I stepped to all my friends. And I told my friend at one point, you do never, ever have to feel like you taking advantage of me. You have to actually take advantage of the opportunity.
Facts.
And I told niggas we was in front of you. You know where we was in front of?
Tell them.
Huh?
The W, baby.
God damn it, this nigga's on point. I sat in front of these niggas and I said, yo, please. I don't want you niggas to ever feel like you niggas is taking advantage of me. Mm. The thing is, if I'm going to represent what y'all representing, you got to represent what I'm representing, but you got to go. Mm. And you got to actually do what the fuck you got to do. And you don't got to, you don't need my permission. All you got to do is go. And these are the first niggas that went and went.
It is.
And I'm be honest, I cried in front of everybody but them. I was like, oh my god, these niggas are doing it. They're finally actually, they finally, because, you know, when we did, you know, tunnel shit, we did everything. The thing is, we weren't smart enough to know, you know, we can actually go on the other side. We can actually get some bread over there. We wasn't smart enough to know that. But that's why Thugged Out Thursday is my favorite thing. But big up to all the podcasts we got signed. Big up to Lil Nami. Big up to Drug Dealer's Dream. Big up to
Drink Champs.
Drink Champs. Got them niggas signed too, right? Yeah, big up to them niggas. Them niggas, I think they doing a little bit.
I got my first Drink Champs change, y'all. You gotta relax. It's official.
And big up to On the Run Ian. So big up, but I'm not gonna lie to y'all. It's not like I'm dissing anybody else who signed to us. The thing is, I told y'all that shit once, and y'all motherfuckers actually did it. And the thing is, I'm so proud of that. I'm so proud of that.
I was never a camera guy.
No, that's what really fucked me up, is that you on camera.
And like, when you said, yo, you and Ching Bing gonna do the podcast, I'm talking about, yo, everybody's, yo, I'm talking about, you started the trend from this, so everybody used to come to me like, yo, when y'all doing the podcast, so Ching Bing was like, yo, we gotta go.
I couldn't believe you actually got on camera, though. I couldn't believe that, and the thing about it is, let me just say something about Mike Booth. Mike Booth is one of the most people
guys.
No, but he's quiet, he's like behind the scenes, it's the first time I've seen him actually bigging it up. Hold on, I feel like this is my wife. Hold on.
Can we clap it up for Mike?
Hold on.
We
had a double time. Thugged Out Thursdays right now. Look, did I say it's not my wife? Look, and she's lit too. Babe, where you at? You on Thugged Out Thursdays, babe. That's my wife. You're on the podcast. I'm filming the podcast right now. Where you at, baby?
Hello, I just want to give a shout out to Mike Booth.
Hold on, because they only heard Mike Booth.
I want to make shout out to Mike Booth.
I love you, babe. I gotta hang up on you now because you killed that.
Killed that.
As soon as I finish, I'm calling you. All right, man. Alright, like.
Yeah, don't say no more. Say no more because they could get out
of the. Yo, listen. Is that support or not? I know people thinking around, they looking and they seeing that all these podcasts y'all doing and thinking I'm not. Nah, nigga, I'm watching, I'm supporting, but I gotta make sure my niggas is looking good. I gotta make sure they're doing the right thing like you're supposed to do the right thing. I gotta make sure you're on the fire hydrant or percolator and making the percolator percolate. I gotta make sure. But I'm watching. I'm watching, my dude. Brother. And I'm very proud of what's going on. I'm very proud of my boy right here. My other guy. Come over here. I seen you, BT Cypher. I seen you. Shout out to Chewie. What's up with you? But that's the thing. All right, that's the thing, because then we're going to wrap it up. We don't have to wrap it up. We can go for 17 hours. Okay, but listen, that's the thing is, in hip-hop, it's so much not the right thing to support other people. In hip-hop, people want to say, you know what, I fuck with him. But he fuck with him.
I got a question. Is that a New York thing? Let me finish, then we ask if it's a New York thing.
So many people say, I fuck with him, but he fuck with him, so I don't fuck with him. And it makes it so no one supports no one.
We gotta stay together, man.
So when you, that's the thing is, with me, I forgave everybody. Anybody who did anything to me or
whatever.
I just forgave everybody. My life changed from that moment. When I just said, fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Preach that.
I don't give a fuck. If you alright, cool. I'ma let it go for now. I'm letting it go. Then my life changed. Everybody came back whole. Nas. Diddy. They came back. And all I had to do was forgive ordinary hood niggas. Ordinary hood shit. I didn't have to forgive them. I had to forgive ordinary. I just said, you know what? I don't wanna be mad at nobody anymore. And the biggest niggas in the world came to me. So that's all I want to do is give y'all the same knowledge. Sometimes we hood niggas, and a nigga fucked your girl. I'm sorry, a nigga fucked your shorty.
Different podcast.
Nigga did something.
They said it best.
Nigga did something that you don't want to forgive this nigga. He did something that you don't really forgive this nigga. But I'm telling you, forgive that nigga. And once you forgive him, I'm not saying be a sucker. That's not. Slime ain't saying that. Slime just saying that, yo, sometimes we put the wrong energy on the wrong people.
Wrong shit.
So if that person is, all right, cool, what? Whoa, my high, that's fine. Let that shit go. And then watch your life change. But you have to. It has to be positive energy. I'm not saying sucker energy.
No,
nigga. I ain't telling you I'm a sucker at all. I ain't telling that to none of y'all niggas. I ain't saying none of it. But at the same token, I gotta approach life in a positive way. And when I did do that, the niggas that I wanted to come to the niggas that I wanted to come around, I didn't even have to ask them niggas. They just pulled up.
Hey Nori, so you got a food show out, right? I got a good question. You got a food show. So now when you go places to eat, how does it feel sometimes? Do the people be like, yo, come to this restaurant? Or like, what's the feedback? Like, what's the reaction?
Can I answer that real quick first?
Go ahead, Sonny.
We went mad places on the food show. You know, you was there the whole season in England. Nori got his spot, y'all. And Nori got his spot, and those places is not on the
food. I don't know who rolled this. I'm not friends with him.
You know what I'm saying?
So how was they eating those places with him? How does it feel?
I don't know if those places are going to give in, or I don't know what the deal is with it, and I know he's going to keep a little piece.
Do you think they watching the show?
I don't know, but I think they are. But guess what? I think Slime will always have his
definitely don't know who he's
talking about.
What was your favorite place? My favorite food.
This is great.
One of my favorite place. I don't have a favorite place. Every actual place I went to was my favorite place.
Okay.
I didn't like the Kashi's. Not the rapper. I'm not talking about the rapper.
No,
but it's actually a place that we went to. Called the Gossip, and you ate
meatballs. You ate
cowboy.
You ate
cowboy.
Where was that?
That was in Manhattan. You ate cowboy.
Tekashi's.
No, it's that.
This dude ate cowboy and ate brain cream.
I definitely love you for that.
Yeah, and Juelz was like,
I love you for that. I was not involved.
Juelz wasn't with
it. Yo, we was eating a day, and it was a dude that.
Yeah, ran up on me in the shirt. He seen my shirt.
So actually, he works in Salt Bay's restaurant.
He works in Salt Bay's restaurant. And he gave us the pass. He gave us the number. Like, and he said, listen,
anytime
y'all pull up here and he's here, I got y'all. Y'all not waiting for nothing. I gotta go eat there.
You got a sticker?
Of course. I'm on a run in, man. Thanks to you, my brother. And I appreciate that you put me on the show and gave me the opportunity to explore and let people get to enjoy my entertainment, what I got for y'all, and the brand that I'm trying to build. And
smash up,
listen, bro. Thanks to Mike Booth, man. He keeps me fresh all the time, man. It's Chief Big Mike Booth.
Okay, so now. What?
Say do you think you have to accomplish anything else? Like, what else do you think you have to accomplish? Like,
at this
point? Well, now it's time. It's actually time for me not to be greedy, meaning. Like I had to think about myself. I had to put myself first. For me to move forward. But now that myself is first, now the thing is I gotta put everybody else in the position. Now I will be a scumbag if I don't do that. If I don't, like, I look at the comments. I look at when they say Thugged Out Thursdays is lit. I look at when they say, you know, On the Run Ian. And the thing is, that's not my mistake. That shit is all by purpose. And the thing is, it's not because I'm trying to be, you know, whatever. The thing is, you can't be a boss till you're really a boss. You can't. Unless you could put on other people and put on and make sure other people. And the thing is, I didn't know how to do that back then. Mm-hmm. Back then, I didn't know how to do that. I was young.
And I respected you.
Can I tell you?
Hold up, Sonny. This is different right now. I respect that you accept your mistake. Like some people,
I did.
Some people like don't even look at. They're not even trying to accept it or even got the balls to say what you said. You saying it because. I ain't gonna lie, Nori. Mm-hmm. You had a franchise. You had Murder Unit. You had Final Chapter. Yep. You had so much shit coming out that at one point I looked at it like, oh shit, bro, it's working. Right. And none of these projects ever got to become to fruition. So
into fruition.
I got you. And I don't know how to pronounce shit. So if I'm correcting you, this is real. Okay.
So I say this to say that. You definitely had great. You have great a sense of artistic, like you could find an artist, like you know good music. You had a lot of dudes that was really fire, like Final Chapter to me.
No Final Chapter.
Like Complexion.
I 100%.
Like Complexion, like they had records that, like, you know. People
but the thing is, I understand where you're going, but everything happens with time.
Right.
So sometimes you might have the right artist, but you might have them at the wrong time.
Right.
Sometimes you might have the right time, but you might have the wrong artist.
That's right.
So the thing is, I had to sit back the same way a lot of people like Nas or a lot of people like Hov. They had to sit back and they had to just wait back and they had to go, all right, cool. So I had to do the same thing. The thing is, the difference between Nas and Hov, all these other people is, like, I'm actually the shooter. Like, there's no, like, I don't have shooters. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I had to sit back and I had to sit back and say, you know what? Let me sit back and let me relax. Let me see what I gotta do. And then when I realize what I gotta do, it's like, you know what? It's not about me. It really isn't, and it really was never about me. It was about making y'all relevant, making y'all come to the floor wishing, making everybody around me successful So it makes my success look even crazier. But I had to learn that. I can't do that. I can't walk outside tomorrow. I can't say to Ching Bing, you've been my friend for 20 years. I'm sure you probably had a situation where you was probably like, yo, why is this nigga not calling me? Why is this nigga not such and such? I'm sure Mike Booth had the same exact thing. Where it's like, yo, what's going on? But the thing is, I had to learn that. It's not something that you just learn tomorrow. It's something that you got to go through. You got to actually go through those doors to know that, you know what? It ain't about you, you fucking motherfucker. It's about putting the people on. Listen, it's real.
Big you up.
It's about that.
Because a lot of people, you know what I'm saying,
People don't give a fuck about learning that lesson.
Right, that's right.
Don't
give a fuck about
they don't learn. They learn that lesson. That lesson comes right to them, and they say, "Fuck that."
Mm-hmm. Goes right over.
But the thing is, success is still there. You can go right over that lesson, and success is still there. It's just that success, it ends somewhere. In my opinion.
Can I
can be wrong. No, don't say nothing. No, you gotta relax. Y'all say something that's been wrong all night.
Sonny, I'm gonna put that on the brain right now. Everything that I said, you went on to say the same thing. But I just want to feedback on.
Nice.
Yes. The viewer, they're gonna watch.
We love you, Sonny. Go ahead.
Sonny, will you see yourself in season 2, man?
I'm going wild out. I'm going to be out of control. I'm going to do exactly what I'm here to do.
Well, you think you got something planned for something for season 2 that
I don't plan anything.
Is this going to come up?
Right. It's going to come up. But I just do want to say something to piggyback on what Slime said.
Yeah.
Slime is this guy. To me. Slime told me, personally. I'm gonna get into one of our comments. Slime is not trying to grow workers. He's trying to grow bosses.
Beautiful, yo, Sonny.
I knew that from day one with Slime. But Slime is creating bosses because the bosses is that he don't want workers around him. He wants bosses around him. For whatever reason, and I know deeper, but I'm just gonna keep it right there. It's just the boss.
Yo, Sonny D, BET, man, he's family, man, on the run eating, Thugged Out Thursdays. Let's do it.
Killed it, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I gotta boost up the stats. Nigga, this is Thugged Out Thursday. I just sent drawers in my workplace. I put on a show like a church day. Ching Bing and Mike Boop with the workplace. I teed up at my birthday. Fuck with the thug on a Thursday, nigga, we gangin', whole lot of entertainment. Bottles on ice, I got dope in the paper. Love all around and on top of that. Fuck with the show, cause you know it's the truth. I be with Ching Bing and I fuck with my boots. I hop in the coupe, so poppin', I'm droppin' the roof. You gotta relax, you can hop in it too. I'm smokin' the glue, but listen, how can you just